With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. A new 60,000-square-foot fitness center is going up near the Ellsworth Air Force Base. A groundbreaking for the project led officials tout a new generation of stealth planes that could bring 3,000 people to the area. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Ellsworth airmen and women use the Pride Hangar for physical fitness activities on base. Right now, it hosts an indoor track, AstroTurf field, and fitness center. But soon, the building will serve a new purpose, as home to the B-21 Raider. Colonel Dan Hoadley is the Vice Wing Commander for the 28th Bomb Wing. He says the new fitness center will be located off base and bring the Ellsworth and Box Elder communities closer.
As that facility is displaced, the community has agreed to partner with us on building this facility, and so it'll be a one-for-one replacement for what we're losing, and we're tremendously excited about the community partnership as well.
The Liberty Center will cost $12.5 million. Half of the money is coming from the Department of Defense. The state is chipping in $3.2 million, and Pennington County is adding another $2 million by way of a tax increment district. The Liberty Center will be part of a new development called Liberty Plaza, which will establish another downtown in the city of Box Elder. Scott Landguth is with the Ellsworth Development Authority. He says this is one of the first projects directly related to the B-21 expansion.
It's the one spot that outside of the fence that we can guarantee that every airman that comes through Ellsworth Air Force Base will set foot in, because they all have to do their required training there. But then the rest of the development as a whole will bring the amenities and the quality of life, businesses, facilities, housing that the airmen and their families also need.
In 2005, the Ellsworth Air Force Base was considered a candidate to shut down. Landguth says it's much more exciting to expand. A recently published environmental impact statement says Ellsworth is a preferred location for the first operational planes. Officials expect an official announcement on the B-21 Raider this spring. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Box Elder.
South Dakota's approach to the pandemic is attracting worldwide scrutiny. A London-based magazine, The Economist, recently published an article about the state. Callum Williams is a senior writer for the magazine. He says South Dakota is making a rare calculation about lives and livelihoods.
What has happened, in effect, is that South Dakota, or the government of South Dakota, in effect, has chosen to protect the economy even though the deaths from COVID have been high. Now, that's a very uncomfortable trade-off to make. And the article doesn't judge whether that's the right trade-off to make either. It just is the trade-off.
Williams says shying away from statewide stay-at-home orders and mask mandates helps South Dakota avoid an economic collapse. He says many other places are suffering dual crises, high death counts, and a devastated economy.
So there is now a kind of growing conversation that's happening between, in particular, economists over whether lockdowns were worth it. Some economists say that they were and have their calculations to show it. Other economists have their own calculations and say, no, they weren't worth it. They actually weren't worth it in economic terms. I don't yet have an answer to that question.
Williams says South Dakota is uniquely situated to avoid lockdowns because of its relative isolation and sparse population. The State Health Department reports 187 new coronavirus cases and one death. The latest fatality brings the state's death toll to 1,947. Active cases are up to 2,484. Hospitalizations are down to 96. Of those, 24 people are in intensive care and 7 are on ventilators. Health systems have distributed vaccine doses to more than 300,000 people. Roughly half of South Dakotans 16 and older have received at least one dose. About 35% have finished the vaccine series. COVID-19 cases are up slightly for South Dakota students in the past week. Schools report 248 students and staff tested positive for the coronavirus. More than 190 schools report at least one current case. Schools have recorded more than 14,000 total cases since last fall. Students make up about 74% of those infections. Colleges and universities report 59 COVID cases last week. They have recorded more than 600 cases since January.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.